And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm very happy to say, are Dr. Michael Martin and Zachary Richard, here to talk about what's looking like an amazing Tuesday next week. We just had a crowd in here talking about the opening of the Museum on the Move, and now we're talking about the UL Press annual holiday book sale. And Zachary, in addition to being an environmentalist, a poet, a musician, so many things. You're also an author, and one of your books, actually two of your books, are being offered through the press this holiday book sale. And always they can call up or through the catalog, get these books. And I know we had you on not too long ago talking about this amazing book, which is such a great resource to teachers, students, parents, and any of us interested in the history of the Acadians. And that is the Histoire des Acadiens et des Acadiens de la Louisiane, now also in English and available through the UL Press. So before we talk about what you'll be doing at the book sale, Michael, remind us about the press and why you all have this annual sale.
Sure. Well, it's a fun event that we do every December towards the end of the fall semester. So the press has been publishing books going on 45 years now almost. And we take great pride in focusing on Louisiana topics, Louisiana authors, Louisiana subject matter. We've had some great success by knowing that market, knowing our expertise, but also knowing the need for certain books to be out, including books such as Zachary's. So it's a chance for us to show the community what we have that's new. It's also a chance for the community to get some good deals, not only on our current titles, but also on some of our back stock. And of course, there's a lot of other fun things going on in tandem with the book sale.
It's going to be quite a celebration. How many titles do you all have that are still available in back stock through your catalog, or just if people would want to know what you still have in print?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but it's around 120, maybe 130. We've published all told 300 books over the years, or they're right at about 300. So a little less than half are still in print.
All right. And you know what I particularly like right now are those wonderful book bags you all have now for the UL Press. You can fit a lot of books in those bags,
that's right.
And I'm sure you're going to have some at the sale this coming Tuesday that people can fill up.
We will. You buy a book, you get a bag, get a bookmark, and a pen.
And those bags are red?
Perfect
for Christmas and UL.
Of course.
So those would be great book bags. And it just feels so good to fill up a bag full of books. Somehow you feel really good, either if you're giving them to yourself or to friends and family.
Yes, that's right.
So in addition to the books that you'll have for sale, there will be authors there, not only talking about their book, but Zachary, you'll be performing as well. You'll be there next Tuesday. And where are you going to be singing in the Alumni House? Where are you going to perform in that large, beautiful room that they always have so beautifully decorated for Christmas? Is that where you're going to sit up there?
I think they told me I'm going to be hanging from the ceiling someplace. I'm not really sure. But,
and now what flashed into my head were those wonderful, you know, silk ropes that people climb. You could be hanging like that.
I'm not sure it's going to be a rope, but well, Michael said, he said you've heard of Sing for Your Supper. Well, this is Sing for Your Book. So I'm just very pleased to be part of this event.
Okay. Well, we're also going to talk just a bit about a wonderful CD that you have out in addition to this books. When do you rest, Zachary? I mean, you've got new CDs, you've got books you're working on, and so many other projects that you're busy with.
It's not work for me, Judith. If it was, I probably would be way behind, you know. This book project was a labor of love from the beginning. The French version that you have in between your hands is something that we are all very proud of, because this was a group effort. I have to tip my hat to my collaborators, Scott Long, Michelle Hodge-Broussard, Glenda Cormier-Williams, and Christy Gilry, without whom this project would have never really been able to achieve the quality of the production that we were able to find. The French version was done with eighth grade French immersion students in mind, because we felt that there was really no resource. The Houghton Mifflin textbook that's used in eighth grade Louisiana studies makes very brief reference to the Cajuns, and it says, and I quote, these people love to dance and drink wine. So we felt that there was a little bit more of the history that really needed to be told.
So the textbook that French immersion students in South Louisiana were using.
Yeah, this is Louisiana studies, but it was, I mean, I'm paraphrasing,
yes,
but it was a caricature. Mm-hmm, it was a caricature. Mm-hmm. And there's the history of the Acadian people in Louisiana is something that is incredibly complex and very rich, and also, I think, very inspirational because these people, against these tremendous odds and this great adversity, came to this place and established a home for themselves in the face of overwhelming persecution and things that would have probably made another people stop in their tracks. I don't know, but it was really a labor of love for us. And then my cousins took me out behind the barn and said if I didn't do an English version, they weren't going to invite me to New Year's anymore. So
I guess they weren't around when the French immersion program was, so they hadn't taken that. But you know what I love about the French in this book is that it is – you all did a masterful job of writing to that level. It's a perfect level that even if you perhaps haven't taken French since college, you can understand it. It's very well written, beautifully written, very clearly written, and it's a great book to have if you would like to practice a bit of your French reading mm-hmm. in addition to learning more about the history of the Acadians.
And it's also, as you can see, it's a very rich, it's a full color, four color. And the illustrations, the pictures make it a very quality production that I'm very proud of. And I'm hoping that people get to practice your French if your language skills are not what you want them to be. You can get both of the books and then
have
you
them side by side,
side mm-hmm. by each, and mm-hmm. then you can like translate for yourself.
That's right. So, how did you all go about choosing what aspects of the history? Because it you're teaching to eighth graders, and mm-hmm. you did want it to be accessible to everyone. What were your challenges in trying to be accurate, but also, you know, having to leave out certain things? What did you want to make sure was in here?
Well, we just basically plagiarized all the people that had come before us, you know. We were inspired greatly by Cajun Country, the book that was published by our good friend Barry Onslay and James Edmonds and others. And because we had to reduce Cajun history to capsules. The first chapter is one that we were able to basically steal from our colleagues in New Brunswick, because the way that this entire project came about was I discovered a similar book which is written for the Acadian community in New Brunswick. And I said, man, this is just too beautiful. And I was able to go back to the source and find the original publisher who gave us the source files for $1. So, and this is a project that cost over $250,000 for the government of New Brunswick. So basically, because these are our cousins, and there's still a real strong sense of Acadian solidarity, they gave us the resource, and we just had to fill in the blanks. We had to find, and this is Christy did a tremendous job finding the images, and I really have to acknowledge Cajun Country because it was the inspiration, because we wanted to touch on the music, obviously, and the food and the architecture and the climate and the social history of the Acadian people in Louisiana, but reduce that into a format which would make it accessible not only to eighth graders, because that's what the original audience was, but I think this is every man's guide to Cajun history. This is the book that you want to put on your coffee table when your important friends come over. And hell, you can even have it read it in a duck blind, you know, while waiting for them.
Now there's an idea for a Christmas gift. The duck blind duo of the French and English versions of
Indeed.
That. Ooh, this could be the hot gift for your duck hunters this year. If you are just tuning in, my guest Zachary Richard, Michael Martin of the UL Press, talking about the book sale coming up, and Zachary in particular talking about the book he was involved with, Histoire des Acadiens et des Acadiens de la Louisiane, also the English version that is out now. You can purchase both of them during the book sale, have them side by side, and practice your French reading, and as Zachary said, it is an utterly stunning book, beautifully produced, and of course people expect nothing less from the UL Press now. Every book I've ever held that UL have published feels good, it looks good, the color reproductions are wonderful. UL are very, very attentive to that quality and the aesthetics of those books. So they're always wonderful products. So this book, Zachary will be there, and you'll be able to sign either or both copies if people would like them at the book sale. Mm-hmm. And you will also be performing. We're not sure whether it's hanging from the ceiling or where you'll be, but you will be performing. And I know you have a new CD out called J'aime la vie, and you may be performing some pieces from this new disc. Tell us just a bit about the disc and how this disc came to be.
This is a clandestine copy because we haven't really released this in the United States yet. And although that's sort of beside the point with the way that the music business is trafficked these days, my 10-year-old grandson told me that he wanted to make a record, and I said we had to write songs together. And not really knowing what we would be able to do with it, I asked him, thinking that we could write about something that he liked. I said, what do you like? Thinking he'd say, you know, candy or Disneyland. And he said to me, he speaks French, Emile lives in France. He said, j'aime la vie et toutes les créatures. And that's how the writing began. And in the space of less than a year, we had enough songs to make me realize that we had an album. And it's probably the most beautiful thing that I've ever done. It's obviously something that's very close to my heart, and it's not a children's album in the classical sense, but it's an album that was written by two children, my grandson and me, and I was able to go find the 10-year-old child in myself and write these songs, which are very simple and very touching, and I'm certain that I will perform some songs from that album next Tuesday. And I'm just, you know, very proud to be part of this event and proud to be associated with UL Press because, as you said, they have a reputation for quality, and that's something that is very meaningful to me. And I think people will be very sensitive to these books, and they might even enjoy the album as well.
Mm. Well, you know, when you said it's the product of two children, your grandson sounds like he has a very wise old soul.
Yeah.
And not the soul of a child, to respond that way, j'aime la vie. Well, and you've created this lovely book for him to enjoy as well. And so he'll know about this side and cousins on this side of the Atlantic. Mm. Histoire des Acadiens et des Acadiens. What is his name?
Émile. Right.
When will this be available? Now that you've really piqued people's interest.
You won't be able, you won't find it at Barnes & Noble's, but you will find it on my website, and you can download it from iTunes or any of the other digital outlets. And you can find out more about it on my website.
Okay.
It's called J'aime la vie.
J'aime la vie. And if you go to the UL Press Holiday Book Sale next Tuesday, you may be performing a couple pieces from here.
Oh, I'm certain that I will, because those songs are much too beautiful not to. I'm on a high with these songs right now. So.
All right. Well, it's always a wonderful thing to share, especially during something that's during the holidays. So we look forward to that. Zachary Richard will be at the UL Press Holiday Book Sale next Tuesday. He'll be there performing music, also signing copies of his book that was a collaboration with many others as well. And that's been published by the UL Press, both the French and the English version of those. So you'll have copies. In addition to this book, what other new books will you have available, Michael?
We have three that have just come out in the last couple of months. One is by the St. Martinville artist Dennis Paul Williams. It's entitled Soul Exchange, The Paintings of Dennis Paul Williams. If your listeners have not met Dennis Paul or seen his art, they're really missing out on a treat, because he's a remarkable human being and he does some really stunning artwork. And so this is the first in our new series, the Louisiana Artist Series, that we hope will be something that allows us to showcase either underknown or under-known artists or artists who haven't had their works compiled into book form before. And Dennis Paul was an easy choice for the first in that series. Absolutely stunning and beautiful book. Second of our new books is The Other Side of the Painting by Wendy Rodrigue, which is, in a sense, a joint biography of Wendy and her husband, the artist George Rodrigue. She's an art historian herself, so she knows quite a bit about not just George's work, but also the work of the great masters. And so she brings a lot to the table from an insider's perspective, but also from an expert's perspective.
And just the design of that book. I know that George and Wendy worked very closely with you all on that design. And it's one of your more unusual books, but it feels so good holding that book.
It's got that nice heft. It feels the way it's supposed to feel. It's hard to put into words, but when you pick up the right book, it feels that way, you know it. Then we've got a book called Game Changers, The Rousing Legacy of Louisiana Sports by Marty Mulay. Marty is one of the premier Louisiana sports writers. He wrote for the Times-Picayune for decades. He's written quite a few books, but this is his first one that is a sort of compendium of the kind of spectacle of Louisiana sports and the cultural aspects of Louisiana sports, going all the way back to the great horse races of the 1850s and extending up until the Saints winning the Super Bowl. Those are the three most recent books that we've published, in addition to Zachary's English version of the history of the Acadians of Louisiana. Those will all be available, of course, this coming Tuesday at our book sale at the Alumni Center. And of course, we'll have everything else out there that anybody could want.
Okay. And are these? Is there a special on some of your back ordered?
Discount our backlog of books. Mm-hmm. People can really fill up those bags for a good price. And then we usually offer discounts on the new books as well.
Yeah. Well, again, of course, I have this right in front of me, Zachary's book, The Histoire des Acadiens et des Acadiens. But I can just imagine giving this to many people, the two of them, the green and the red, very Christmassy, all wrapped up, handing it to aunts and uncles and grandparents. And because so often you find yourself in a gathering and people start talking about family and how far back it went and how people got here. And this is an amazing resource book to go to. And whether you can read some French or you need to refer to the English version as well. Very clear, very beautiful. It just puts the chronology and everything that went into the whole Grand Dérangement really into perspective. So an amazing Christmas present available at the UL Press book sale. If you are just tuning in, my guest, Dr. Michael Martin, is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies, which comprises a number of departments, including the UL Press, and they will have their holiday book sale next Tuesday. What time does the sale start?
It begins at 5 and lasts until 7. We will have refreshments. So here's a chance to grab a bite to eat, listen to some music, buy some books. We're also partnering with our friends in the History Department with their Museum on the Move exhibit that'll be unveiled beginning at 4:30 that afternoon at the Alumni Center. So we're hoping that people who come to see the Museum on the Move will also stick around to buy some books and to hear Zachary play. And that people who come to the book sale will be able to go through the museum and check out what the public history students have been doing.
And I believe that exhibit is about Louisiana women, a century of change.
That's
so
right.
It's a pretty amazing part of our history as well.
Absolutely.
So you can immerse yourself in Louisiana history and culture on Tuesday evening. Again, my guest Zachary Richard will be at the sale. He will be performing perhaps some music from J'aime la vie, and we hope to have you back at some point to talk about that new CD and that new work. Yes, Tuesday, give yourself over to history, culture, literature, and of course getting gifts for everyone on your list and filling up that beautiful red UL Press book bag. You have a website, a Facebook page, many places that people can go to find out more both about the book sale and just your catalog.
And other events, yes. That's
great.
Right.
Well, thank you both for coming by. Really appreciated all this work and everything you've given us, both of you in so many different ways, making our history present for us and making it, and not just accessible, but beautiful as well. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judith.